action, brachas, when we see things, when we eat things. So last couple of days we've been discussing about when we see someone who is not what we would call what we normally see in an individual. So yesterday we talked about someone who unfortunately is lame or afflicted in some way. We discussed whether it's from birth or it happened later. All those type of things, or Mishana Brios or a Dayan IMS, depending on, unfortunately, the case. Let's go the other direction. Very interesting halacha. Our halacha is interesting, but some are more interesting than others. As an elementary school friend of mine said, Haroe Ilonos Tovos, you saw a beautiful tree. Now we'll see, not just a regular tree, but like a really stunning tree. Or, here's the interesting one, Brios Nos, or beautiful creatures. This could include, you see, Afilo Ovde Kochovim, even a non-Jew, someone who their appearance is stunning. Stunning. We'll discuss it, we'll get to it. O Behema, see a beautiful animal. I don't know, like a beautiful horse, absolutely, you know, like Kentucky Derby winner, you know, a stunning, you know, specimen. Again, as we've been discussing, something really unusual. Now, as opposed to yesterday when we were talking about unusually maybe deficient, we're talking about something that, something, a creature, a human being, animal, trees, something that's like, wow, right? That's what we've been talking about. So yesterday we were talking about the wow factor negatively, like, you know, unfortunately somebody's afflicted. We're talking about, wow, there's something gorgeous. So Omer, you make a bracha. Bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shekacha Lo Be'olamo. Look what Hashem's made that. Hashem in his world made this. So it's along the same lines as we were discussing it. You know, like, wow, look what Hashem created. As we've been discussing through the last few days. Ve'enu Mavarach Aleihem Elapam Rishona. Again, first time you see it, like we discussed yesterday. Ve'lo Yoser. Lo Aleihem ve'lo Alachem. Just once. You get a one shot. Because, again, the wow factor, as we call it. Ela im kein hayu noyim mehem. Unless, when you see something else, you see another horse. Next year's is even more gorgeous. Again, I'm not saying that's... I'm saying, again, something really amazing. And the next thing you see is even more amazing than that thing you made the brach on. So then, again, you would make a new brach. Now, the Mishbura says that, again, the big case is on humans. So again, the halacha is you see somebody who's really handsome. And the Mishnah says men or female. So you have a beautiful woman, so you make a bracha. Sounds kind of interesting, right? So you're right. So the Mishnah says, V'akshar lo nagu kla levark brachazu. We don't make this bracha at all. Don't bring make this bracha at all. However, he says you could say without shame of malchus. Now, one of the reasons he says Chai Adam as a reason, and in the Shar Tzion he says because they have to be really, you know, unbelievable. And the Rambam says, like, where's the line between regular wow and real unbelievable? You know, like, where's that line? But another, so that's one issue. The other issue is the next Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Gimel says, so again, these could be, again, hypothetically, in theory, it could be a non-Jewish woman who's like stunning, right? So you all know what the problem is. The problem is the obvious problem. You know, like all of a sudden everybody's getting from looking at this woman making a bracha, right? You know, like sounds very, you know, yeah. So that's exactly the problem. Because the Mishnah Berurah says in Lama Gimel, because when we talk about making this bracha, it's Ria Ba'almo. Just like, again, we all know Hebrew, right? We talk about dikduk. We all know word. There's no word what are the synonyms, right? If there's two different words in Lashon HaKodesh, they're different, right? Pen, al, you know, like the Nitziv goes through, you know, if you ever wonder, look at a Malbim or a Nitziv and you see every word in last week's Parsha, in the Chatzotzos, so the Nesiv has a whole thing because it says, Tzara Tzorah Eschem. You blow in the Chatzosos because of a Tzar. Hatzoras, why didn't it say Oyev? What's the difference between a tsar, somebody who's paying you, and an Oyev, an enemy, right? Just said Oyev. That's right. And Hebrew is very precise. So again, Riyah, to be Roah something, and Listakel, to look at something, and Listakel means to look like a glance as opposed to a gaze, maybe, right? Again, look is, So there's a difference in halakha between Riyah and Listakel. So the Mishnah Berurah says, because to be mistakel on this on a woman, you're not allowed to. It's usur, right? Lis bonen bidmuso to you know, that's usur. So, or and on top of that, the Chofetz Chaim also brings down from the Gemara says that you're not allowed to say how beautiful to say it. Say how beautiful she is, but not you, because lo sechane. So therefore, you know, again, for all these reasons, again, especially in this decrepit is like being nice, society that we live in. So therefore, for all these reasons, that's why you don't see people making this bracha. Again, the danger is greater than the momentary bracha that you're going to make. So that's why we don't see people, again, for those two reasons, the danger inherent, and also, again, where's the line between this and that, a stunning and whatever. So we don't make this bracha too often. At all, Mishnah Berurah says. Okay, let's start Reish Chaf Av. You're very familiar with this bracha, with this next bracha. Hayotze b'yemei Nisan. You go out at Nisan time, we'll discuss this, v'ra'i ilonos, and you see a tree, shemotzim perach, that's budding, right? Everybody remember this? Make a bracha. Omer, bracha tashem elokim machalom, shalos chiser be'olom oklum, Hashem, perfect world, there's nothing missing here. Next page. Uvarva Brios Tovas, unbelievable creatures, Vilanosos, and these trees. Lahanas Baham Bnei Adam, so we could derive benefit from it. Right? So, right, we discussed Rasim Chawasman's beautiful word about that. We'll leave that in the meantime. Say it over here. Ve'inu Uvarach al Parma Achas, Abachol Shan Roshana. It's a once a year bracha. Again, not as uncommon as Birchas Chama, but it's only once a year. But if there's no buds, it's all fruit on that tree. So the Mechaber says you don't make a bracha, right? So again, tomorrow we'll discuss. So that was Rav Simcha's kasha, right? Right? The bracha is to get Hashem, this tree is giving me pleasure. What pleasure do you get out of a bud, right? We think the bracha should be the other way, right? Should be dafka if the bracha is we get. From look at this beautiful tree that you get giving pleasure to human beings with, so it should be bedach the other way. It should be that it should be laden with fruit, not laden with buds. And the Machaber holds if it's laden with fruit, no buds at all, can't make the bracha, right? Is that right? So you've heard that word from me 5 million times already, Baruch Hashem. Always in this concept, right? So Rav Simcha's answer was: see, you have to give shevach, thanks to Hashem, on potential realized. You worked on that tree. Wow, a bud, right? Unbelievable. That's the bracha. But we'll discuss the halacha ramifications of Lina tomorrow.